This goes to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson. Fax 989-817-4601 regarding Larry, last name Blodgett, B like boy, L-O, D like David, G like golf, E-T, T like Tom. Date of birth, January 7th of 1952. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a consultation for Mr. Blodgett for evaluation of elevated creatinine level for the last 2 years. July 14th of 2020, creatinine was up to 1.35 with estimated GFR of 54. Then February 4th of 2021, creatinine 1.53, GFR 46. 12/7 of 2021, creatinine 1.53 again. And then March 21st of this year, creatinine was up to 2.03. with estimated GFR down to 32. Etiology was unclear, and the progression of elevated creatinine is rapid. The patient has had a long history of high blood pressure, but has been adequately treated. Blood pressure readings at home range between 120 and 130 over 70 to 80 when checked. He had problems with his left leg swelling. It had been a few months, it had been doing that for a few months before March of this year, and he finally did go in to see the doctor because it was becoming painful, and he was diagnosed with a superficial venous thrombosis. He was treated at the Vascular Health Clinic in Mount Pleasant, and they did start him on Xarelto for 3 months, and he'll be stopping that actually within 6 days. He does complain of worsening of shortness of breath on exertion. For instance, walking up one flight of stairs brings on shortness of breath. He has to stop, rest, and catch his breath before he can go on and complete what he was doing. He's also been very weak, generalized weak. He's had generalized weakness. He's also been complaining of very low back pain in the coccyx area, not coccyx, but the sacral area. For several months, and he has numbness in both feet. It's very bad in the right foot and slightly less severe on the left side. The swelling in the right lower extremity is almost completely gone now, 3 months after starting Xarelto and after the diagnosis of the superficial venous thrombosis of the right leg. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have the dyspnea on exertion, as stated, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, nocturia, maybe 1 to 2 times per night. No difficulty with healing of sores or wounds, no rashes or lesions. In the right lower extremity, edema is markedly better, still present but almost completely gone, and there is no edema on the left side. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gout, benign prostatic hypertrophy, anemia, restless leg syndrome, and Parkinson's disease. Past surgical history, he had a hernia repair in 2009, a tonsillectomy as a child, and colonoscopy, the last one was done in 2019. Social history, the patient is married and lives with his wife. He is retired. He's a former cigarette smoker who quit in 2008. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. No medical marijuana use either. Family history is significant for myocardial infarction, prostate carcinoma, breast carcinoma, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications. He's on Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide 50/50/12.51 daily for many years. Lipitor 20 mg daily, fenofibrate 160 mg daily, allopurinol 300 mg daily, Nexium is 20 mg daily, vitamin B complex with folic acid once daily, Sinemet 5200, one at bedtime, and 2500 three times a day during the daytime hours. Requip, 1 mg at bedtime. Restoril, 15 mg at bedtime. Flomax, 0.4 mg at bedtime. Multivitamin daily. Xarelto, 15 mg daily, only 6 days left, and he will stop that. And he's going to start aspirin, 81 mg tomorrow. He'll stay on that even after he stops Xarelto. And Tylenol is 1,000 mg every 8 hours for pain. Physical exam, his height is 67 inches, weight 170 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 74, pulse is 69, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals have a slight amount of cerumen in both of them. The tympanic membranes appear normal. Pharynx is clear with slightly erythematous. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, he's got a trace of edema in the right ankle, none in the foot. Pedal pulses are 2+ bilaterally. Capillary refill 1 to 2 seconds. No rashes or ulcerations on either lower extremity. He does have decreased sensation in both feet. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 20th of 2022. Creatinine is 2.0 with estimated GFR of 33. Calcium is 10. Albumin is 5.2. Sodium 139. Potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 24. Phosphorus is 3.4, hemoglobin 11.4 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Labs 321 of 22, his iron saturation was low at 16%. Overall iron is 80. Ferritin was 369. And creatinine was 2.03. Hemoglobin at that time was 10.9. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with rapid progression this year of unknown etiology. Hypertension, which has been well controlled, and post-thrombotic syndrome of the right lower extremity secondary to superficial venous thrombosis in the right lower extremity. We've asked the patient to repeat our labs and get a urinalysis now. We're also going to check immunofixation, free light chains, and free light chains with all of our renal chemistries and an intact parathyroid hormone. We're going to have him stop the Hyzar and to check blood pressure at home daily for the next week. He will call us with results, and we may need to resume him on hydrochlorothiazide alone, the 12.5 milligram once daily if blood pressure has increased in the absence of the Hyzar. He's going to follow a low-salt diet, and he will avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use, and he'll be rechecked in the Mount Pleasant office in the next 3 to 4 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.